In the months since the Massachusetts State Police has been rocked by overtime and payroll scandals, it turns out the agency has tried to destroy some of its payroll and other personnel records. Public records obtained by WBUR show the agency sought permission to destroy 167 boxes of documents tracking payroll, detail assignments, attendance, and personnel records. Joining us now this morning with more is WBUR's Steve Brown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So two questions. What were the records that the state police were trying to destroy, and what's so unusual about the request to destroy them?
Well, what's unusual, Bob, is the timing of this request. If you remember back in March, the Boston Globe ran a story about how payroll records of troopers working out of Logan Airport were hidden from the public. Well, the very next day after that story ran, the director of finance for the state police filed a form RCB2U with the State Records Conservation Board. Now, that's a request to destroy the final remaining records of government business. What police were asking to destroy at that time were the time and attendance records for the years 2010 and 2011. State agencies must get permission from that board before they can destroy paper or electronic records. A few weeks later, the state police submitted another one of these requests. That time, the agency asked for the okay to destroy records, including time and attendance records, spanning 20 years from 1994 to 2014. And then just last month, the state police asked the board for permission to destroy detail and roster assignment records from the troop over at Logan Airport from 2009 to August of 2012.
So, the state police submitted these requests to the records board. What did the board do? Were any records actually destroyed?
No, all the requests for destroying those records are on hold for now. The State Records Conservation Board discussed the first two requests back in May and the third request just last week. Now, the board, which is made up of appointees from various state agencies, tabled the request, meaning they deferred any action for the time being pending an internal audit that has been ongoing. Now, just recently, the state police hired the independent accounting firm Ernst & Young to conduct an audit of the agency's overtime policies and practices. Now, the chair of the records board is appointed by the attorney general, and a spokeswoman for the AG's office says the board members did not approve the request because they felt that due to the continuing investigations and internal audits concerning state police records, it was not appropriate to allow destruction of these records at this time.
Okay, so the records are being maintained then, but we should point out that the investigation into the payroll and overtime scandal continues. Six troopers have been charged in federal court with collecting overtime for hours they didn't work. Three police lieutenants are facing charges in Suffolk County. How do state police explain these plans to destroy the records in the middle of the investigation?
Well, let me read you part of a statement that State Police spokesman David Procopio emailed me late last night. He said, "The State Police follow the Secretary of State's guidelines for retention of paper documents, including submitting requests to the Records Conservation Board for review. The recent requests made to the board are in compliance with the Secretary's retention schedule, and the records, due to their age, are not currently the subject of any outside investigation or audit. None of the records in question have been destroyed, and in light of current ongoing investigations pertaining to similar records, the state police will retain past payroll records until further notice." Of course, Bob, what we don't know is why the state police waited until this year to finally ask to destroy those records.
Well, and in that statement, they also say that the records are not currently the subject of any outside investigation or audit, but that doesn't mean that they won't be at some point. And it really doesn't fully explain the thought process of why, in the middle of the investigation, they sought to destroy the records.
Yeah, that's right. As I say, the timing of this is questionable. These records sat presumably in a closet out in Framingham for years and years and years. All of a sudden, questions start being asked about overtime and payroll practices, and the very next day they start asking to destroy these records.
All right, sounds like they have a little more explaining to do. WBUR, Steve Brown, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.